My name is Robert Davidson, and I'm in Oroville.
And you're here with your sister. What's your name then?
Wendy.
Wendy. You're from England, and you come from a village or a small town. A
small town in Devon called Totnes, T-O-T-N-E-S. Yeah. It's a very alternative, eco-friendly community.
Okay, so the opposite of Oroville. I mean, very similar to Oroville, I'm joking.
Yes, it's Oroville, it's sort of... would you call Oroville spiritual? What is it?
Alcohol is forbidden in the Tamil Nadu, so there are not many spirits around.
No many spirits, yeah. Okay, so I hear you, loud and clear.
Okay, so now, can I ask you about that picture that you're hiding?
I'm not hiding, I haven't yet shown it to
you.
Yes, yes. Of course I don't. You don't look old enough to remember this. This is a photograph that I took in 1967.
Oh, 67, that was a year before I was born.
Is it? Yes, yes. So you're a very young man. So I'm not sure whether you will recognize this, but it is one of the best known pictures of the 60s of a gentleman called, have you heard of Frank Zappa?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Zappa, yes.
Can you remember the most famous picture ever of him, a poster that has sold millions throughout the world? Let me show you.
Let's see.
And this is the wow factor. Shall I walk towards you? Am I?
Sure.
I'm now walking across the studio, and it's very extensive.
Oh, right. So did you take this picture?
I did. This is me. This is Robert.
Wow.
That's amazing. Oh, good. It has got a wow.
That's an amazing picture. Congratulations, Robert.
Thank you, Gina. In 1967, I took this photograph because a friend of mine was going to promote him at the Albert Hall to do his first English concert. And I was sent along to a press conference at the Royal Albert Hall in Knightsbridge in London on a very, very hot August day. And Frank arrived. I'd never heard of him before. He was unknown in England. And he walked in, and he was about 6'1", very thin, very, very charismatic. As he walked in, the whole room went out. And there were about 15 of us there, all smoking and getting our cameras ready, and he was going to be interviewing him. And he sat down, and somebody asked him a question, and he answered that question exactly how the person wanted to be heard, and then he was going round the room. And then he said, it's so hot in here, and he'd taken his top off. And then he said, about 10 minutes later, I've got to go to the bathroom. And it was his penthouse suite. So when he had walked out, I started to wander around the penthouse suite, looking for somewhere to take a picture of him. I had no idea what I was going to do. And I was a rock and roll photographer. I'd taken pictures of the Rolling Stones, Moody Blues, Procol Harum, many English bands then. And so I was looking for somewhere special. And as I was walking down a long corridor, I heard this American voice going like, and I walked along, and the bathroom stroke lavatory door was open, and he was talking. And I walked past.
On the phone? Was he talking on the phone?
He was talking on the phone, completely naked, as that, and it was framed with the door.
So this photograph was not posed. You just took it, it's a real, how do you call it?
Yes, real. It's real. Nice. I'm, you know, I'm like paparazzi. I get real pictures.
Wow.
So anyway, I wanted to knock on the door. It'd be a polite thing to knock on the door, but the door was open, and he was talking to his wife. And I said, and he looked up, and he said, yes, what do you want? And I said, I'd like to take a photograph.
So you waved at him?
Well, sort of. So I couldn't knock on the door.
Try to get his attention.
Yes, it was like, you know, when you're sitting...
Yes.
Sitting on the lavatory talking to your wife on the phone, because it's very posh then to have a telephone in the bathroom.
Yes.
Very expensive hotel.
Yes.
So anyway, I said, and he said, what do you want? And I said, I want to take a picture. So he said to his wife, you know, there's some Englishman wants to take a picture of me, whatever turns him on. So he said, fine, and he put the phone down. He said, what do you want? And I said, I'd like to take a picture of you, just like that. And he'd gone as like in that picture, you know, he was posing. And so I took that picture, And then I said I wanted one, you know, with him back on the phone again. We did that. And then he pulled his trousers up. I forget whether he washed his hands. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But then he pulled his trousers up. And then he was smoking cigarettes. So I had him sitting in the bidet and smoking cigarette and doing many 10 different pictures. And why the picture works is that most people, well, they will have these things now, mobile phones for taking pictures, so it's all like this. But then I had a German Rolleiflex camera, which instead of looking single lens reflex, where you look into somebody's eye and you're looking into the viewfinder inside the camera, with this you're looking down. It was a 2.25 square, not 35mm. So it's a big box like this size, but box size. And so I was looking down, taking the picture, and then I'd say, Mr. Zappa, well, I called him Frank, I think. Let's be frank about this. And I looked down, and then I'd say, could you move over a little bit? That's it, just there. Lovely, click, and no eye contact. And so he was completely relaxed. That's why he's looking as though it's posed. And when I took the first picture, I went click, and I knew in that moment that I hadn't set the flash correctly, because you used to have big flash guns, and I hadn't set it properly. And I said, I'm terribly sorry I made the mistake. He said, just calm down, take your time, and you can take as many as you like. So we spent 5 minutes taking pictures. Then he went back to carry on with the press conference. I knew I had one of the best pictures of all time of a very famous man. So I went along, processed the film, had 10 different pictures. And then I said to, rang up my friend Tony and said, Tony, I've got a really, really great picture of Frank. And he said, do you want the good news or the bad news? This is the guy who's going to promote him at the Albert Hall, who was supposed to be paying me. He never paid anybody anything, Tony. He just was so tight. He was just, you couldn't get a squeak out of him ever. And he said, do you want the good news or the bad news, Robert? And I thought, oh. I said, okay, let's have the bad news. And he said, I'm not promoting Frank at the Albert Hall. And I said, why not? And he said, I couldn't do a deal with his manager, Herb Cohen. So, and the good news is, you can use that picture for whatever you like, and I'm not going to pay you. And I said, thank you very much. Short story is, I had those designs put around the outside. I had to have a printing plate made out of metal to print, and it cost me a lot of money to do the whole thing, and I never knew if it was going to sell. And then I went down to Carnaby Street in Soho, and I took a few in to different places and said, you know, would you like to buy any of these? And they said, they won't sell. And I said, well, try. And I left them, you know, in about 5 different places, about 3 each on sale or return. When I got home, the phone was ringing, bring more in, they're selling. And so suddenly it started to take off like that. Frank Zappa heard about it a few months later, and he got very cross, and he said, I want 20%. And I said, fantastic. And by then it was really selling lots. So I got myself a distributor called Osiris, and they were dealing with lots of different poster people. And the agreement was they were going to sell and give Frank his 20%. I was going to keep the rest. Great. And then about 3 months later, Osiris rang me up and said, Frank's coming back to England. And I said, oh, great, maybe I'll meet him. And they said, probably best not. And I said, why? And they said, sorry, man. They used to talk like that. It's like, oh, well, man. You know, so, sorry, man, we forgot to pay him his 20%.
Oh, no.
I said, oh, no. I said, you will get me killed. And they said, you're being very dramatic. I said, yes, I am. Because I was working in Soho, and Soho then was not all love and peace. It was very heavy, because we had a gang warfare going on there between very famous two brothers called the Cray Twins. And there was a film about them, and one controlled the East End, and then there were gang warfares. And anyway, a week before in outside my studio, it had garage doors made out of wood. My assistant, a young girl, had gone in early in the morning to get the studio ready for a shoot, and she found this man had been crucified on the garage doors. He'd actually had nails nailed into and put gaffer's tape around him, and she found him and went, ah, you know, and this was a week before this started. So I knew it could get very, very serious. Anyway, short story is that Zappa's management sent in three great big people, and they spoke to my secretary, and they said, we want the negatives, we want the posters, we want a large sum of money. And she said, and she was terrified, you know, these big men looking for me. And I said, where is Robert? And she said, well, I'll get him a message. What do you want me to say? And they said, we want all these things by tonight in Frank's hotel. And then she said, otherwise. And there was one, this big guy was cleaning his nails with a flick knife. You know, he was just cleaning his nails like that. And she said, otherwise, if he doesn't. And the man said, is he right or left-handed? Indicating that he would chop one of my hands off if I didn't do what he asked. So I gave them everything. And from that moment onwards, I could not prove that I'd taken that picture. I had no negatives, no proof, no...
Oh, so you gave the
negatives. I gave everything away. Yes, I was frightened. That was in 1968. I gave it away. And then Frank took it back to America. They produced another picture of him holding the phone and looking up, because I'd taken a picture from above. And it's another great picture. But he produced that without the curly-whirly around the outside and started selling in America. And then it sold, you know, for a number of years. And then the pirates started. People started copying it because nobody was in control.
Yeah.
They discovered that you could copy it, make money, and nobody would come along and say, excuse me, stop, because I couldn't prove it was mine. And it was on show in America at the Whitney Museum. It was on show in England at the V&A, Victoria and Albert Museum, with photographer unknown. So I went along and said, excuse me, I am the photographer. And they said, oh, yes. Prove it. Where are the negatives? I said, they've been stolen.
Do you think that if you had, if your agent, whatever, had paid the 20% on time, maybe he wouldn't have taken these two guys wouldn't have passed?
No. Everything would have been all right. I would be a multimillionaire. I would be dead through too much drugs, sex, and rock and roll, because I'm an addict. I'm just crazy. And if I'd had millions of pounds, all these women and, you know, drugs and, yes, things that we don't talk about.
Sometimes wealth is not so good, eh?
Sometimes wealth is very not good, yes. Okay, so I'm not rich.
Okay.
I have not been in too much trouble. Little.
Yeah.
Little bit. But my dream for my whole life has to be to get the negatives back again.
Oh, I see.
Ah. Are you ready for another wow? Another wow is coming, listener.
So what's your strategy for that?
Ah, I tell you my strategy. Every year in East Germany, at a place called Bad Doberan, they have a thing called the Zappanali, mm-hmm. where people go along and play Frank Zappa music.
Really? Wow.
Really. Zappanali. Behind the Iron Curtain, as it was, for the last 25 years, the Zappanali started with half a dozen people, and now there's about 1,000 people go every year, and they all look like Frank Zappa with, you know, and play his music. And he was a fantastic musician, amazing musician, you know, and very tight bands and very, very good music. And he hates hippies and he hates drugs, and, you know, he's a very serious musician, and he produced probably over 100 albums during his lifetime. You know, and people now are still trying to work out how he could play like this. So, I was invited about 7-8 years ago to go to the Zappanali to talk about my poster. And so I stood up and I told them all about my poster and how I took it, and they were going like, you know, oh, never knew that. At the end of it, I said to them, my dream is to get my negatives back so that I can prove that I took this picture. This is my dream. If anybody can make my dream come true, thank you. 18 months ago, at Easter time, I got an email from Madrid from a gentleman called Xavier, spelled with an X.
Yeah, Xavier.
He said, if you want your negatives back, they are for sale on eBay.
Oh, so you can buy them back? Yeah?
I can buy them back.
And what's the price?
For me, special price, because they were being sold by Rockaway Records. Herb Cohen, God rest his soul, who had somehow got hold of my negatives, who was Frank Zappa's manager, he had died, and all his personal effects were being sold by this Rockaway Records in Los Angeles in America. And I rang them up and said, you're selling stolen property. Because on the eBay ad, it said original photographs taken by Robert Davidson. Because on Wikipedia, if you go onto Wikipedia and you start looking up, you know, my life, you'll start asking more questions, because you'll say, my goodness, I never knew you did this as well. But anyway, they said, bid for them. Bid as much money as you possibly can. We will definitely make sure you get, you know, whether you win or lose, but bid for them. So I bid, and the bidding went up to about £400. At the end of it all, they said I could have it for $99.66, which is what they paid for it. So I got my negatives back. Now I can show other pictures of him smoking a cigarette and sitting on a bidet and with his trousers on. So there's 10 other pictures.
So you did get your negatives back.
My dream came true.
Okay.
Yes.
So one more thing is left to do.
Is to get into, what is it called?
The matrimony.
Yes.
Before that, if I were you, I would try, I would make a movie about this story.
Yes, please. Yes,
and that would be amazing, because it's a piece of history.
Yes, please. I will give the rights, let's get this correct, if you enable this film to be made, yes, through the most amazing story, that dreams come true, that Orville, yes, I have come back, I have been brought back here, I nearly came 42 years ago, and my dream, as I tell you, is to get inside there. I don't know why.
You will get there if you want to get there. Maybe not with your camera.
Well,
but you can get there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's going on Thursday.
For sure.
But I hear you about the film, sir, yes? Because, yes, it is an extraordinary film. And the other things that have happened in my life, you know, with issues, I've been homeless, I've had mental health problems.
Don't we all? We all have mental problems.
Indeed.
In one way or another. Some people have. They show it and some people don't.
So sure.
We all go sure. through some
and so,
ups and downs.
You know, the ups and downs. But at the end of it all, coming back to Oroville, to me is, you know, I cannot thank the mother, Aurobindo, India, which I love with a passion. It's magical that you've got a radio station here, that this is the way to promote what you've got here, and what you've got here is so wonderful for the world. It's great for India, and I'm really happy that, you know, your Prime Minister is coming in a few weeks' time, that this place after 50 years is recognized, and I just feel the focus of the world. To me, this is the most extraordinary time ever in the history of the world, of what you are doing here. You're being recognized by Mr. Modi.
Thank you. So with this program, we put this recording online, and with this we will seek for producers, cameramen, filmmakers,
yes,
to materialize this little dream. Yes. And it has become also my dream now. I want to see to
Gino, you're my man. Hallelujah. And the movie is called I Shot Frank Zappa.
I Shot Frank Zappa. Yes. On the toilet.
No,
we don't need to say
I Shot Frank Zappa. That'll do.
Sure.
That's working title.
Yes. It's amazing. Thank you very much, Robert Davison and
Wendy Douglas.
Wendy Douglas. Thank you very much.
Gino, thank you.
It was a pleasure having you on the radio.
This is just the beginning.